In just over 2 months' time, the new National Children's Hospital is due to be completed and handed over to the state. But there are growing concerns about staffing levels at the hospital. Paediatricians have already sounded the alarm, saying about what they say is a failure to recruit an adequate number of surgeons to work at the new hospital. And today, the organisation which represents nurses, the INMO, says it has not seen a staffing plan and has not been told how many staff will be needed. It's also raising a concern about a lack of accommodation for nurses on site. Well, we're joined on the line now by Philney Hay, General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Good afternoon, Philney Hay. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Have you asked to see the staffing plan for the new National Children's Hospital?
We have, and we're confident that the numbers that we've been discussing with the Children's Hospital Ireland now look like we require, in addition to the staffing that's currently in the children's hospitals, about another 200 full-time equivalent nurses. But I suppose the more worrying point is there are new services in this new hospital, which are very welcome. There's going to be, for example, neonatal ICU, which doesn't exist in any of the three hospitals at the moment. And that's a very specialised area of nursing practice. And that requires really specific high skills. So, you know, the recruitment plan for that is very worrying because at the moment we know we're short. We know we're short right across neonatology in our maternity hospitals. So we don't believe that the focus on just numbers, which is the current focus of the HSE, is sufficient. We believe that they have to now look at developing a very quick and bespoke recruitment plan for this new hospital,
okay,
if it is to do what it should do, which everybody's excited about, and provide great care.
Those 200 extra nurses that you're talking about, they will be paediatric nurses, and some of them, as you say, would have to have specialist skills. Are they being trained at the moment?
Not in sufficient numbers. We know, for example, in 2024, just over 212 nurses entered that division of the nursing register. But the numbers are quite small for undergraduate training in comparison to other areas. And also, it's a very long course. It takes almost 5 years now to qualify because you have to do 2 degrees at once, general and paediatric. There isn't a direct entry, sick children's nursing, as it was called. There's also some postgraduate places, about 80. And again, they're all in Dublin. So that makes it very difficult for people to make a choice that, you know, they'll move to Dublin for a year where accommodation is very expensive, and that doesn't always work. There's some innovation there. In the west of Ireland, for example, they've recently developed a specific course for the west that they deliver in conjunction with Trinity, which is great. Saw about 14 nurses qualifying in this register last year. And the good news there is they all stayed working in that particular area.
At this point,
that's a very small sample. It's 14 people.
Okay. At this point, do you think it will be possible to adequately staff the new National Children's Hospital with nurses?
No, it won't. It won't be. And I don't think there's any debate about this. It won't be possible to open all of the areas on day one. Not a chance. And I think the important point is we have to look at what is needed now, well ahead of it. We have been looking, we wrote to the children's hospitals back in 2015, looking for additional numbers in undergraduate. So if with the best will in the world, if we increase the student numbers this year, they won't qualify till 2030. So we have to make sure that those that are working in the hospitals now stay working, for starters. That's a retention piece that has to be addressed. And we know the age profile of nurses working in the children's hospital. We have all those statistics. And we know the retirements and the over 55s are a very high percentage. Over 48% of patient-facing nurses in these services are over 55.
Okay.
So we have to have a bespoke recruitment plan. It's important. And because we all want to see this hospital doing what it must.
All right. I want to just briefly ask you, and be brief if you would, please. You are also raising a concern about accommodation. Right now, there is some accommodation for nurses who need to overnight at Crumlin. What is the situation with the new National Children's Hospital?
Well, again, that's one of the big issues, I suppose. Accommodation in that part of Dublin is very expensive. Even today, looking at rents, it's about 1,500 a month for rent in that area, and there isn't a lot of it. Nurses' salaries, that's about 70 to 80% of their salary. It's too high. We must, and we have asked the government, the director of nursing of the Children's Hospital Ireland has come with us to meet the Minister for Housing, saying you have to address this. This is going to affect our ability to recruit into this fantastic new service. So there has to be specific considerations in respect of accommodation.
Okay.
Also, we understand that the on-site accommodation will not exist.
Okay. All right. Philney Hayd, General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, thank you for speaking with us today. We did contact Children's Health Ireland with a series of detailed questions about staffing levels required at the new National Children's Hospital. CHI was unable to provide us with a response before we came to air today.